This is the Murli of the 12th of November 2024. Essence, sweet children, the Father has come to decorate you with the best decoration of all, which is purity. Question: what are the main signs of those who take the full 84 births? Answer: 1. As well as remembering the Father, they also remember the teacher and the Satguru. They remember all three. It's not that they remember the Father and forget the teacher. Only when they remember all three can they go to the land of Krishna, that is, play their parts from the beginning. 2. They are never defeated by storms of Maya. Om Shanti. The Father first of all asks you children, you don't forget that you are sitting in front of the Father, the teacher and the Satguru, do you? Baba thinks that not all of you sitting here have this awareness. However, it is still the Father's duty to explain to you. This is what it means to remember him with understanding. Our Baba is the unlimited Father and teacher, and he is definitely the Satguru, the one who takes us children back with him. The Father has come here to decorate you, children. He continues to decorate you with purity and also gives you limitless wealth. He gives you wealth for the new world where you have to go. You children must remember this. Some children become careless and forget, so the full happiness that they should have is reduced. You would never find such a father anywhere else. You know that you are definitely Baba's children and that he is teaching you. This is how he is also the teacher. Your study is for the new world, for the land of immortality. You are now sitting at the confluence age. You children must definitely remember this. You must remember this firmly. You also understand that you are in a devilish world, the land of Kans, at this time. Even if some do have a vision, it isn't that they will be able to go to the land of Krishna or into his dynasty through that. It is when they continue to remember the Father, the teacher, and the Satguru, all three, that they will be able to go there. Baba tells this to you souls. You souls reply, yes, Baba. Baba, you are telling us the truth. You are the Father and also the teacher who teaches us. The Supreme Soul is teaching you. A worldly study is also taught by a soul through a body. However, both that soul and his body are impure. People of the world do not know that they are residents of hell. You understand that you are now to go back to your home. This is not your home. This is the foreign home of Ravan. In your land there is an abundance of happiness. The people here do not understand that they are in a foreign land. Previously you were in the kingdom of the Muslims and then in that of Christians. You know that you are now going to your own kingdom. Previously you used to consider Ravan's kingdom to be your kingdom. You forgot that you were in Rama's, God's kingdom, in the beginning. Then, whilst going around the cycle of 84 births, you entered Ravan's kingdom of sorrow. There is only sorrow when you are in a foreign kingdom. All of this knowledge should emerge inside you. You do remember the Father, but you must definitely remember all three. Only human beings can take this knowledge. Animals would not study. You children also understand that there are no studies to become a barrister, etc. in the Golden Age. The Father is filling you with all of these treasures here, but not all of you will become kings. Although there is business there too, you have plenty of wealth. It isn't the rule to experience any loss there. There is no looting or beating, etc. The very name is heaven. You children now remember that you used to be in heaven and that you came down whilst taking rebirth. The Father tells the story to you children. Maya defeats the souls who haven't taken 84 births. The Father explains that there are huge storms of Maya. Maya tries to defeat many. As you go further, you will see and hear a lot about this. If the Father had photographs of everyone, he would show you the wonder of those who came for so many days, of how they belonged to the Father, and how Maya then ate them. They died and went to Maya's side. Here, when someone dies physically, he will take another birth in this world. When you leave your bodies, you will go and live with Baba in the unlimited home. There is Baba, Mama, and the children. This is what a family consists of. In the supreme region, there is just the Father and brothers. There is no other relationship. Here, there are the fathers, brothers, and sisters. Afterwards, as growth continues and relationships increase, there are paternal uncles, maternal uncles, etc. At this confluence age, you belong to Prajapita Brahma, and so you are brothers and sisters. When you remember Shiv Baba, you are brothers. You have to remember all of these things very well. Many of you children forget the things that the Father continues to explain to you. The Father's duty is to put his children on his head, to make his children even higher than himself. This is why he continues to say Namaste to you. He also explains the meaning. Sages and holy men, etc., of the path of devotion, can't show you the way to liberation in life. They continue to endeavor to attain liberation. They belong to the path of isolation. How could they teach Raja Yoga? Raja Yoga is for the household path. In devotion, Prajapita Brahma is portrayed as having four arms. That too indicates that this path is a household path. The Father has adopted this one. Therefore, the names Brahma and Saraswati have been given. Just look at what is fixed in the drama. People reach their age of retirement at 60 and adopt gurus. The Father entered this one when he was 60 and became the Father, the teacher, and the guru. Nowadays, the customs have become worse. Even small children are made to adopt a guru. That is the incorporeal one who becomes the Father, the teacher, and the Satguru of you souls. The incorporeal world is also called the world of souls. You wouldn't say that world doesn't exist. It is also called the abode of peace, where souls reside. If they say the Supreme Soul doesn't have a name, form, or time period, where do his children come from? You children now understand how the history and geography of the world repeat. History is of those who lived, and geography is of non-living things. You souls know for how long you ruled your kingdom. History, which is known as a story, is remembered. Geography is normally of a country. It is living beings who rule a kingdom. Anything that is non-living cannot rule. History is about how long someone's kingdom existed and from when to when Bharat was ruled by the Christians. No one knows the history and geography of this world. They say that the Golden Age existed hundreds of thousands of years ago, but none of them knows who used to rule then and for how long they ruled. That is called history. Souls are living and bodies are non-living. The whole play is about the living and the non-living. A human birth is considered to be the most elevated. There is a census of human beings. No one could possibly count how many animals there are. The whole play is about you. You are the ones who listen to this history and geography. The Father enters this one and explains everything to you. This is called unlimited history and geography. It was because you didn't have this knowledge that you became so senseless. If human beings do not know the history and geography of the world, of what use are such human beings? You are now listening to the Father telling you the history and geography of the world. This study is very good. Who is teaching this? The Father. It is the Father who enables you to claim the highest status. The highest status is that of Lakshmi and Narayan, and those who live with them in heaven. There are no barristers, etc. there. People there only study the arts. If they didn't learn various skills, how would they build buildings, etc.? They teach skills to one another. Otherwise, who would build so many buildings, etc.? They would not be built automatically. All of these secrets remain in the intellects of you children, number-wise, according to the efforts you make. You understand that this cycle continues to turn. You ruled for that length of time, and you then entered Ravan's kingdom. No one else in the world knows that they are in Ravan's kingdom. They say, Baba, liberate us from Ravan's kingdom. The people of Bharat liberated themselves from the rule of the Christians. Now they say, God the Father, liberate us. Do you remember all of this? No one knows why they say this. You now understand that Ravan's kingdom is over the whole world. Everyone says that they want the kingdom of Rama, but who will liberate them? They think that God the Father will liberate them, become their guide and take them back with him. The people of Bharat do not have much sense. They are completely tamopradan. Those people, Christians, neither receive as much sorrow nor as much happiness as the people of Bharat do. The people of Bharat become the happiest and then they also become the unhappiest. There is this account. There is now so much sorrow. Those who are religious-minded remember God and say, O God the Father, Liberator. Your hearts also say, Baba, come and remove our sorrow and take us to the land of happiness. They say, take us to the land of peace. You say, take us to the land of peace and the land of happiness. Now that the Father has come, you should be very happy. There is so much sweetness for the ears on the path of devotion. There are no real things in it. There is a pinch of salt in a sack full of flour. They have a mela for Goddess Chandika, cremator goddess. Now, why is there a mela for cremators? Who is called a cremator? Baba has said that it is those here who take birth as cremators there. They live here, they eat and drink here. They give something and then they say, give us back everything we have given. We don't believe this and have doubts. What would such souls become if they have doubts? There is a mela for such a chandika. At least they go to the golden age. If they even become helpers for some time, they can go to heaven. Those devotees do not know anything of this. None of them has this knowledge. People earn so much money from a Gita that has pictures. Nowadays, everyone loves pictures. They consider that to be art. How could human beings know what the pictures of the deities should be like? You were originally first class. What did you then become? No one is disabled there. Deities have natural beauty. There is natural beauty there. The Father explains everything and still says, children, remember the Father. The Father is the Father, the teacher, and the Satguru. Remember him in all three forms, and you will receive all three inheritances. Those who come at the end will not be able to remember him in all three forms. They will then go into liberation. Baba has said that the subtle region is just for visions, whereas the whole of history and geography is of here. No one knows how long it lasts. The Father has now told you, children, and so you can tell anyone else. First of all, you have to give the Father's introduction. He is the unlimited Father, the Supreme. A worldly Father is never called the Supreme Father or the Supreme Soul. Only one is the Supreme, and he is called God. He is knowledgeful, and so he teaches you this knowledge. This godly knowledge is your source of income. Knowledge too is of an elevated level, a middle level, or a low level. The Father is the highest on high, and so the study is also the highest on high. The status is also high. You quickly come to know all about the history and geography, but you have to battle on the pilgrimage of remembrance. If you are defeated in this, you are also defeated in this knowledge. If you are defeated and run away from here, you also run away from this knowledge. In that case, you don't just become as you were, but you become even worse than that. Your body consciousness is very soon visible to the Father through your behavior. There is also the rosary of Brahmins, but many do not know how they could sit here. Number wise, they have body consciousness. Those with faith will definitely experience a lot of happiness. Who has the faith that when you leave your body, you will become a prince? All raised their hands. You children have so much happiness. Since all of you have this faith, you should also all have divine virtues. For your intellect to have faith means to be threaded in the rosary of victory, and that also means to become princes. The day will come when many foreigners will come to Mount Abu and will stop going to all other pilgrimage places. They want to study the Raj Yoga of Bharat. Who created that paradise? Effort is made, and if it happened in the previous cycle, the museum will definitely be created. You have to explain that you want to put on a permanent exhibition like that. So ask whether you can take a lease for 4 or 5 years on the building. You are serving Bharat to make it into a land of happiness. Many will benefit through this. Acha. To the sweetest, beloved, long lost and now found children, love, remembrance and good morning from the mother, the father, Baptada. The spiritual father says namaste to you spiritual children. Essence for Dharana. 1. In order to stay in limitless happiness, constantly maintain the consciousness that the Father himself is decorating you, that he is giving you limitless wealth. You are studying for the new world, the land of immortality. 2. In order to be threaded in the rosary of victory, keep your intellect faithful and imbibe divine virtues. Never think about taking back what you have given. Never let your intellect have doubt and thereby lose your status. Blessing. May you donate virtues with the cool water of mercy to souls who have anger in them and thereby become a blessed soul. When someone who is burning with anger comes in front of you to insult and defame you, then with your good wishes and pure feelings, with your attitude and stage, bless that soul with the virtue and power of tolerance. Angry souls are under an external influence, and so, with the cool water of mercy, make such souls peaceful. This is the duty of you blessed souls. It is because you are filled with such sanskars in the living form that your devotees receive such blessings from your non-living images. Slogan. Those who experience the treasure of all powers by having remembrance become filled with all powers. Om Shanti.